And then I thought back to when I was real young, and my mom had sent me to Catholic school. It was the 70s, and there had been this hippie nun who would come out with a guitar at recess and sing hymns on the playground. She always sang, "Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore." And I was like, I did know a hymn. I turned to the organist, who was waiting patiently, and I said, "Michael, row your boat ashore, please, ma'am." The music started, and about the place where it felt like there should be some words, I started to sing, "Michael, row your boat ashore, alleluia, Michael, row your boat ashore." It was about the time I reached the second alleluia that I realized that was, in fact, the only line I remembered. But Shawnees have never been quitters, so I decided there can be different versions of the same song. There could be extended dance remixes where vocals are looped repetitively. And so I thought I'd sing the line four times, give it a little bit of a rest, sing it four more, and so on for a total of 16 times, which seemed long enough to be a real song. About halfway through, I closed my eyes because sometimes it's better not to see your audience. And while I stood there singing, I had plenty of time for existential questions like, who is Michael? And why does God want him to row his boat ashore? And then finally, I hit that line for the 16th time, and I stopped. The organist, who was not quite sure what was happening, continued to play. But when she realized it was finally over, she stopped in kind of an abrupt way, and then there was silence. And in that silence, I walked back down the aisle. I started to climb back over my friend's knees. As I did, our eyes met, and he just said, "Dude." I sat back down. Miss Myrtle was on the other side of me. She wasn't making eye contact, and her posture seemed somewhat rigid. But once I was settled in my seat, she leaned toward me slightly and said quietly, "I don't believe I've ever met someone that didn't know at least one hymn." There wasn't a whole lot I could say about that, so I was just like, "Happy Mother's Day,"